A brief account of his early life. The making of Prashant S. Iyengar. Basic formal education. Every child is sent to a school in the formative years so that a good foundation is laid for a sound formal education. Such basic education mostly comes with a set of structure and curriculum. Not all children are cut out for the common basic mold. Some fit in with the system, and yet others find it difficult to fit. They find themselves to be like square pegs in a round hole. Prashant Iyengar was also sent to school to imbibe education. Alas, he was one such square peg in a round hole. Not at all able to adjust to this formal system, he found school dull, and instead of going to school, he would spend the day at an acquaintance's house, making up excuses for being there, and would return home with no learning. It was not as if he was shamelessly avoiding school to seek other pleasures. He avoided school because he could not bear to see the disappointment his father would feel when he got to know of his poor progress. As a child, he himself never realized the reason for his poor progress. All he knew was how disappointed his parents would feel with his failures, and that made him very miserable. That also made him dull and lifeless. It was much later when, as he entered his teens, he was sent to a teacher for a special tuition class. That change in the method of teaching did the trick. His academic progress was good thereafter, and he even topped his class in subjects like English. Those who know Prashantji will not be surprised to hear this, as we are familiar with his vast vocabulary in English, knowing him to use words which are not used in normal parlance, as well as often using words which are considered Old English and which are rarely used in present times. Amma. If there was someone who understood young Prashant, it was his beloved Amma. In Prashant's words, she was a true yogini. She worried for him while seeing his frustration during his prime childhood years. Yet, she never despaired. She was very spiritual and trusted that all will be well someday. She never spoke ill of others, no matter that they might have been unpleasant in their attitude toward her family. She too was his yoga guru, teaching him the meaning of yoga in life. Even though Amma left early, she has always been his strength, guiding and showering her blessings.